Bottom line of page 100 in the Dish Editions. Tov Kuf Ein Zayin Sif Aleph. Okay, some interesting points tonight, which are not only related to fasting on difficult periods of time, but there's some other very interesting halachas here, hidden, tucked away in the Mishnah. So Sif Aleph says as follows: B'chol Mokum, any place, Imroi Vakshomim Mitashashim Akaka. If there is too much rain, it's flooding away, it's too much rain, and it ruins the soil, and you're unable to plow. Imagine that, too much rain, unable to plow. Please, this is too much rain here. We can't plow, we can't do our agriculture, we can't plant anything, we can't plow. Harvest good. Oh. Yeah, so Mavakshin Rachamim. Vema in the Nechbas. What happens if it's urgent? Because it's everything is flooding and it's just urgent. Too much rain and it's urgent action required. Vein Pnaile Asriya Kaseda Shatanyois. And there is no time allowing us to go through the whole process, which we've discussed earlier. First the Chassidim and Anshei Maase fast three times, and after everybody, and after more serious and more severe. If you can't go through that whole process, then what happens? And goes in boy tanis al atzibu. Shein atzibu yichoyim nis'anus b'chol yoyim. Elo, what happens as follows. Masrin b'chol yoyim b'chol tefila, uve'asor b'feb dai. So what happens then is, you make an immediate reaction, an immediate action. You blow the shofar every day. Every.
You're up, Stephen. Stephen Spry, you've reached the high point of your day.
Hello.
I'm talking about Iceland. Not the top, the country. Yeah. About davening in Iceland.
Davening in Iceland?
No, not in the freezer section. Not the freezer section, no. By the peace. No, it's just that somebody I have a share with on Sunday mornings, he last Sunday, he was in Iceland, and I don't think he gets dark there, being with somebody else. I think he was having to ask Shilas about davening and the fast, how he would manage it, because if it doesn't get dark, so I think he had to have a...
Shailas, yeah.
When I see him, I'll speak to him next, yeah.
Okay, so if there is, I'm just in the middle, if there is abundance of rain, too much rain, ain masin b'chol yom b'chol tefilu v'asor b'feb, that if you can't go through the whole process discussed, then what you do is, the community then does tour b'chol yom, they blow the shofar every single day, hu v'chol tefila, and every single tefila, hu v'asor b'feb doi. V'ma yichidim roitzim leisanois. So, there's no requirement to fast in such an instance. There's urgent action required. Davening, yes, but no fasting. If there are individuals who do wish to fast, they are allowed to fast if they wish to do so. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us there is an extra tefillah which is recited, a special tefillah which is said in such an instance. Habayis said it's a tefillah which is only said if there is too much rain. It's a tefillah which is only said in such an instance that it's too much rain and it's a crisis and it's urgent action required. People don't fast, only those who wish. And the tefillah that is said is as follows. In the middle of Aneinu, of Aneinu, it says as follows. Yerotzim el fanecha Hashem elekeinu velekabesin. It should be the wish before you, Hashem. Beautiful tefillah. Sheikh Bishura Chamecho is Kascha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, anger should be restrained. Vigori Rachamecho, and you should have mercy. Al Midoisecho, Fetisnagim, Bonecho, Bemidas Rachamim, and you should act with your sons, with the Midah, the measure of Rachamim, of mercy. Fetikonish Lem, Lifnim, Meshura Sadenin, you should act, Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem, you should act with the Yidden, Lifnim Meshura Sadin. How are we going to translate Lifnim Meshura Sadin? That's it. Beyond the letter of the law. What a beautiful tefillah. And with your great kindness, Hashem, Rachem Aleihem, you should have mercy on the nation. She'ein puranus bo le'olam, because there's never bad things happening in the world. Elo only bishvil Yisrael, for the Eden. Whenever there's something bad happening, Chas v'Shalom is always somehow connected to the Eden. So if there's a epidemic, a pandemic spreading, is somehow connected to the Eden. If there's a building collapsing in Florida, it's going to have some connection to the Eden. If there's anything, it always has some connection to the Yiddish nation. And they are your nation, they are your inheritance. We're the ones that were taken out from Egypt. And they are unable to take. The Yidden, they can't take too much bad, too much punishment. It's just not, you can't overburden them with too much ra. For Leroy of Tova, they can't take too much good as well. Why are we saying too much good? Because too much rain. Too much rain. Leroy of Tova, you can't too much good. It's also, it's not good to have too much good, too much rain. He ends up being a prominent.
Physical goodness.
Yeah. That's what he means. Hishpatanim roev toiva, if you bring them too much good, enem michon mekabel. They can't accept it, they can't take it. Ka'astolem, enem michon mekabel. If it's too much bad, also this is certainly no good. Hiratzen, it should be the wish, shirevach ba'olam, there should be an abundance in its world. Huzchayra chamechon, you should remember your mercy. What a beautiful tefillah, what a beautiful tefillah, what a beautiful tefillah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please have mercy on us. Do meshura sadin with us. And it's this beautiful tefillah, which is only said if too much rain.
Why is that first process for any tzara? Why in the short process for any tzara? If there's pestilence, if there's anything, why
in the...
It says ra'antai.
Yeah. No, it's a good... Rabbi Kagan, I value your question very much. I don't know why this tefillah is especially designated for this particular tzara. Even a bit before that, if there's urgent action required, go for it now as opposed to, good. It sounds like extraordinary what we do over here as opposed to the other urgent crisis which we never learned. Such a very good question. I don't know the answer. Now, Rabbi said there's an interesting Mishnah over here which I feel has got interesting implications. The Mishnah have got me, hey, ask the following question. What happens if a person wants to fast? He wants to fast. He feels, oh, this is a crisis, I'm going to fast. We learned now, in this scenario, there is no requirement to fast. But this person wants to fast. He knows, however, if he fasts, he's not going to work so well. He works in, you know what, he works in construction. He works in teaching. He works in, he knows that if he's not going to eat, if he's going to fast, it's going to affect. And remember, this is might be solved after one day, but it might not be solved after one day. The rain might be carry on for a week or two, and he might be fasting for now a lot of consecutive days. He's going to get weakened, and it may even be that his boss is going to say, your performance has dropped. Eat lunch or go. Eat lunch or go. Your performance is not the same. How do they call it, these meetings? Appraisals. Appraisals. And the boss says, I've discussed with senior management, the door is there. Okay, and he knows this may happen. And he knows that if this happens, he may end up, what?
Hungry.
And therefore, he needs to feed his, yeah? He wants to feed his family. He doesn't want to break his fast, but he wants to feed his family. He may end up requiring and needing stocker money. Question is he allowed to do so? What an interesting question. Is a person allowed to take upon himself voluntary fasts, which may end up affecting his performance, which is likely to make him lose his job, and therefore ending up getting stocker money? Is a person allowed to do so? Yes or no?
No ways.
No ways? Why? Elaborate, why not? You're saying that you can't rely on other people. He's going to become a stocky case, a charity case. Not allowed to. He could fast. He's going to lose his job, but... He should eat.
Yeah, it depends. He should be self-aware and look in the mirror and think, what's the likelihood that it's going to cause myself a problem with my employer?
He will lose his job. It's likely. He knows his boss. He's been with him for 10 years. He knows him.
He's got
a, okay, Rabbi Isai, interesting. I would have, yeah.
So he can annul his neder,
yeah, he said, don't fast. Don't, and if you did accept the neder, annul the neder. Yeah, faster eat in such a case.
Eat.
He's going to lose his job.
Eat
100%. 100%. Even if it's consecutive days. We're not concerned about the fact that he may get even ill. He's going to end up from the fasting. He's going to get ill. His performance is going to drop. He'll need other people to support him. We're not bothered about this. We're not concerned about this. We're not choshesh that's going to happen. We're not choshesh that will be an issue. He's allowed to put himself in that situation. Sounds like that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that the only person is allowed to do so. I would have guessed otherwise, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be indicating, the name of the Magen Avraham. The boy says, Simon Tov Kuf Ein Ches. Shekol Yochid is Anamispal Tzor. So I have a question on this, an unresolved question, Rabbi Isai. I have asked a few people. I do not have an answer to the following question, which I'm going to ask in a minute. Shekol Yochid is Anamispal Tzor. So Keshem Shat Tzibu Mis Anamispal Tzor. Just like a community has to accept a fast if there is a serious problem. Kach, similarly also, Kol Yochid, every individual person, Mis Anah, fasts, umispalel, davens al tzarosoy, on his own personal tragedy. Ketzat. What is this? What's the example? Hoyle choyle, if there was an ill person in his house, chas v'shalom, oteba midboy, he's lost in the desert. He's lost in the desert. He's lost, he didn't use Google Maps, he didn't have Waze. He doesn't know his way back home. Oichobish b'beis asoy, he got stuck in prison. Got stuck in prison. He's in a bad place. Yesh lo leis anois, he should fast, he may fast. Levakesh rachamim, to seek mercy betani soy, he should fast. It's one of the, he should fast in Davin. For lois ane b'shabbos, but however not on Shabbos, no fasting on Shabbos in Yom Tov, moed, Chanukah Purim v'Rosh Chodesh. Tom fast Rosh Chodesh, Tom fast Purim, Tom fast Chanukah, Tom fast Yom Tov, Tom fast Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Zivkot Na'alef, in the name of Prima Godim, the Yesh Olav Chil V'Nisanis, it could even be that it's a Deiraisa. It could be a Torah obligation, if there is this kind of personal tragedies, a proper obligation to fast. These are the words of the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi, I have a question. Something based on what we learned previously. What did we learn previously? But a person who wants to take upon himself a private fast. We learned previously that is a very reasonable alternative. What are the alternatives for fasting? Stocker is one.
Yeah.
Learning. Tanas Dibba. It's a hard one, Tanas Dibba. Chu is a prerequisite for all of them. Well, there's one more, which was the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, the Tanas Arayvad of skipping the dessert.
Eating,
restricting eating. There was plenty of alternative mentioned. Mishnah Berurah says fasting is no good if you are going to get affected, if it's not better to. Tanas Dibba is a good idea. Do you remember that? Tanas Dibba is good, Tanas Arayvad is good, not to eat so much. Stocker, all these examples were given earlier, they are not mentioned here. Is there a reason for it? Why over here, when we talk about personal fasting for ill person, when a person has got personal tragedy, we're learning now, he should fast. One second, does it really mean he may fast? Or are we saying, no, there is alternatives which work as well? I'm asking, is there a reason why those... Interesting. So you're saying it means bedafka. You're saying that if there is already a tzara, one should fast. And there it was preventing. as a preventative measure, there's other things as well. Skip your dessert, give tzedakah, don't talk so much all day long. But once chas v'sholoim, there is a real tzedakah happening, you go for the real thing. Yeah, is that a good mahalach? Sounds right. I think that's a good pshat.
Prevent.
But if it's happened, that's very good. Very good. Very good pshat. Very, very good pshat. Yeah? Very good. I was bothered by the fact that Mishneh Berurah and the Noise Kelmi don't say any of the alternatives here. Nothing's mentioned. But that's a very good pshat. Yeah, absolutely. Very, very good. Okay. Okay. Simon Tovkuf Ainte. Say that Phyllis Beilutanios. Okay, what happens if there is a... Say if one does fast, what does the day look like? What does the Seder of the day look like on a day's one fast? Because what does actually happen? Okay, if there's a public fast, what is the protocol? Protocol of a fast day. Moitzin es hateva. Lechoiva shalia. You take out the, what we call nowadays, the teva, the ona kodesh. You take out into the town square, you take it out into the, how should we call it, the main area of the, you take it out of the town square. V'cholom is kaptsim, all the Yidden, everybody's fasting, everybody gets together on that place, miskasim esakim, and they put on themselves sackcloth. They wear, not regular garments, but sackcloth. V'noisnim eifa mikle, perish eifa shal dova nisav, they put ash on themselves. Lafuki ofo ba'al mashigamunike eifa. Halgabav, they put ash al gabe teva on the ona kodesh. You take ash, burnt ash, you put it on the ona kodesh, which has been brought outside onto the street. Al gabe sefer Torah, you take the ash, he's a plural of ash, ashes, yeah, or just ash. You put ashes on the sefer Torah. Kedei lehagdil habechir, that people should cry, v'leachnia libam, and to inspire their hearts. One individual, what's that? Subdue, that's it, thank you very much. To subdue their hearts, that's right, very good. And one person, he takes the ash. One person takes the ash and puts it on the head of the president of the community. So the place of the, which place on the head? Which place, where on the forehead? Place of the tefillin. Uverosh Avbeis Din, and he puts it on the president of the community's head, as well as on the head of the Rosh Avbeis Din, the most senior Dayan. Uvemok Melachas Tefillin, Kiddush Yekol Muvi Yishuv, when everybody sees that, everybody's going to start being depressed, subdued, crying about it. Vekol Echot Echot, and every single one of them attending, Noitel V'noisim Berosh, puts a bit of ash on their own forehead. Vachkach Mamidim B'neim Zokain, afterwards in Zokain, a Tamid Chochem, an elderly Tamid Chochem comes, v'hem yoshvim, and everybody else sits down. V'loy ha'yosham zokein chochem, if there was no elderly Tamid Chochem, then ma'amidim chochem, then leave out the age, go for the chochma. So if there's a young Tamid Chochem there, that's alright as well. Loy ha'yosham zokein v'loy chochem, if you live in a kind of place that there's no elderly people, and there's no Tamid Chochem, it's not a great place to live, you've got to live amongst elderly people and Tamid Chochem. But if none of them are present, Ma'amidim Adam Shal Tzura, then at least you should put the person there. Now, literally what it means, Adam Shal Tzura, a person of stature. What is that called? A person of...
Substance.
A person of...
Authority.
Yeah. Gravitas, person of authority. Yes, more serious.
Presence.
Yeah. Somebody like... That's right. Somebody like that should come and at least the most senior person of the community. And that person should speak. And what should he say? Inspiring words which will lead them to teshuvah. And he will say as follows: Achenu, my brothers, loy sak v'loy tainis goyrimim. You know, sackcloth itself? It's useless. Tainis itself? You're wasting your time and energy. Elo only. Tshuva or ma'asim toivim. The only thing that helps is to do tshuva. That's what's going to rectify the situation. In Sefer Yoina, With regards to the people of Nineveh, it says as follows, Goyim, but even by Goyim it says, it says Hashem saw their sackcloth. It does not say in the Pasuk in Yonah, with regards to people in Nineveh, they fasted and they also put sackcloth on. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about. That's not what he saw. Rather, he saw their actions, that they had changed their ways. So that shows that what really counts is change of action, change of ways. Tshuva. And that's what he said in the Pasuk as well. Of Moisif, Penyonim Eiluk, if he will add inspiring words according to his abilities. Until all the people do Teshuva. After he's finished his words of inspiration, and they will daven, they will appoint the Shliach Tzibur. And then you appoint the Shliach Tzibur about Tfilah, who is going to daven in front of them. If the person who spoke so far, he's the one who can daven for the Amud, well, be it so, let him take the Amud and daven. And if not, somebody else should be appointed to daven in front of them. We'll stop over here, because what's going to come now is going to be the rules, who is the right Baal Tefillah, not only then, but any time in the year, who is the right person who should be actually leading the tzibur to daven. How about I said to summarize what we learned this evening? We spoke about, if there's an emergency, then there is, with regards to abundance of rain, one can, crisis intervention, you act straight away, one says that particular tefillah, which we learned earlier, a yochid is allowed to fast, even if that leads to financial implications. We learned anybody who is in a financial crisis, and the crisis has already come, is meant to fast. With regards to the protocol of that day of Tanis, we learned about the ash that are based in the Nossi, to place the ash on the forehead. Everybody else should also, they should speak, and afterwards if he should daven for the Amud. If he's unable to daven for the Amud, somebody else should be replacing him, and that will be his customer. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.